Hi, this is Detective Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R, Anitra Carter. Date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident is 7/11/2023. Date of service is 10/24/2023. Patient reports that she is suffering from various symptoms, from headaches that are mostly frontal to the tune of 8-8, pain in the neck, and pain in the lower back. She reports of pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7 and 8, with numbness and tingling of the left second, third, and fourth finger all the time, and also the right second, third, and fourth finger. She does report radiation of pain to the buttocks and posterior part of the thighs and legs, involving foot and toes in S1, S2 dermatom fashion constantly. She also reports a constant pain in the right and the left knee and the both hips at 10. She is unable to walk, and pain in the shoulder on the right side is 10. Oh, sorry, pain in the right shoulder is 9, left shoulder is 7 to 8, and she has difficult time lifting the shoulders beyond 90 degrees. Currently, she is suffering from severe anxiety, depression, panic, and nightmares. Her neck is throbbing constantly. She is walking with a walker that was provided to her, and mammogram come out to be okay without any traumatic injury. And she report that she has a constant pain in the lower back, hips, and the left side of the right and the left hips. And she reports of having possibly hit into the dashboard with her knees, leading to the injury to the hip. And she was seen at the hospital on the day of accident. At Garden City Hospital, the records never came back from the hospital. So far, the pain level is from 7 to 9. ADLs are being affected 9. Patient report no relief, 0% relief, as she did not have any medications, no transportation, and she could not make it to the office due to the transportation issues. Please review the chart for the ADLs. Please review the chart for additional history for substance abuse and a compliance history. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure as 129/101 pulse, 80 pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit. Dated 9/13/2023, dictation number 1010-041. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to, as follows. Plan: patient wants to try conservative treatment for the time being, and she is coming for a epidural injections on 10/27/2023. Will be tried as a trial basis. Although the patient wants to try all the physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractor, or OT, that all have been okay. The patient has been informed about role of the heat, the laser heat, the infrared heat, and wet heat, water heat, aerobics, water aerobics, loss of weight, and all of these have been discussed. The patient is continuing 3 times therapy with laser and chiropractic treatment. She's disabled for work, housework. Attended care has been provided 4 hours, 7 days, that she cannot walk and climb. She's a very obese woman, and so it's found to be appropriate. Transportation has been checked. Case management has also been ordered. She's provided with naproxen 500 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Trazodone 100 milligrams at night has been ordered for sleep, and gabapentin 600 milligram is ordered 3 times a day for seizures and for relief from the pains. Tylenol code in number 3 is provided, 75 tablets for relief with the pain. Furosets are ordered for headache relief, 75 tablets. She will continue. Her maps are reviewing good, and she's been provided with an injection to the to the both shoulders at the rotator cuff area due to the pain that patient is suffering. And the patient has been advised to see the neurologist as well as the psychiatrist, and neuropsychotherapy has been ordered. Thank you. Xanax 1027, 2023 was ordered, 0.5 milligrams, 60 tablets for ongoing panic and anxiety issues. The procedure for the bilateral shoulder supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon is done. The medical indications are because of the persistent pain and positive findings for the rotator cuff injury are the basis to relieve the pain, and trigger points are also provided to her in the area of trapezius muscle, where trigger points have been noticed. Total 6 injections were provided to bring the relief to the patient. Thank you.